back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in on a lovely Thursday, but a traffic Friday, as Sue
That's
has
exactly right.
dubbed it. Great Thursday, traffic Friday.
Yep.
And thanks for hanging out with us. And I watch a lot of movies. I go to I love the theater experience. I even went to see movies in the theater during COVID because I'm like, you know, nobody's here anyway. I might as well go and enjoy it. Had a great time. And so I always love talking to Paul Hall. You know Paul, Common Guys Film Reviews, found at commonguy.com. Paul, great to talk to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brad. Now, we talked a couple weeks ago now, didn't we? And I gave people this neat little tip on where to go that Monday afterwards, didn't we?
Yes, yes, you did. You gave some very good inside information.
If I, you know, it turns out I was right. And the first thing I want to talk about this week is Jurassic World Rebirth, which if you listened to me a couple weeks ago when Brad and I talked, you saw it for cheap the Monday right after we talked. But for those of you who didn't, it's in theaters now.
I didn't. But, you know, whenever I walk in, I look a lot older than I am. And theaters always give me the senior discount, even though I don't qualify. But I always figure if they're going to give it to me, I say yes. But we have we have this sound from Jurassic World.
Dr. Henry Loomis, this is Zora Bennett, our mission specialist.
Sorry, what mission?
Can you be ready tomorrow?
I can guarantee your safety. I mean, more or less.
More or less?
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
This island was the research facility for the original Jurassic Park.
We need DNA from the three biggest dinosaurs.
Do we have to get a sample from an egg?
I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
Maybe we should make it quick.
So, Paul, tell us, is this a standalone movie, or are we looking at a setup for another trilogy?
No, it's Rebirth. Come on, Brad, it's Rebirth. We're doing it again. We're going again. I don't know how many of these will last through this next go-round. You never know when that moment comes where something, you know, jump the shark, shall we say. But or we
jump
get
the, no, jump
here.
The megalodon, if we're talking about jump the megalodon.
I am bad with my puns. I'm kind of missing this off the bat. What the heck? It's for Thursday instead of Friday, cats and dogs living together. It's just one of those things. But I'll tell you what, Jurassic World Rebirth is everything that we've come to love in Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies as far as the dinosaurs, the visuals. They are amazing throughout. Now, there's a but. Of course there's a but.
Of course.
It just doesn't, it's okay. It's just okay.
Yeah.
You come to expect and want to see cool dinosaurs running through jungles and water and cool action sequences. You get most of that here, but so much of this plot line to me goes off the rails that you find yourself laughing at some things that you probably shouldn't have. I liked it. I didn't love it. I think if we had a little bit more cohesiveness through the story, I might be in the love stage because you've got Mahershala Ali along with Scarlett Johansson, and the two of them together work really well as two of the main leads in this one. I like that. The bad guys are bad. You don't want them to do anything to succeed. You are surprised certain people make it to the end and other people don't. Let's just say that there are, of course, it's a Jurassic Park, Jurassic World movie here. Some people, the dinosaurs get lunch with. Some people, they have lunch of, whatever that may be. So it's in theaters now. It's rated PG-13. It does have some violent moments. If you like the Jurassic movies, you got to go out and see it on the biggest screen possible because there's nothing better than that giant dinosaur growling in your ear as you're sitting up high in a good theater.
Well, Paul, I got to tell you, whenever I watch it, we watch it frequently at the Young household, the first Jurassic Park movie, I always have to close my eyes when the lawyer gets eaten. That's the part that I just can't see that. I close my eyes, and of course, my kids love it when the lawyer gets eaten as I'm an attorney. But I read one review, and the one review criticized it because they said the review was it focuses too much on dinosaurs chasing people. And I thought, what were you expecting, Shakespeare? I mean, it's Jurassic
World, right?
But every movie has to have a strong plot, and that's what I'm hearing you saying. This movie lacks a little bit in the plot department.
Yeah, it does. And as far as dinosaurs chasing people, I mean, come on. We've had how many movies now? That's pretty much what we've seen over the course of the Jurassic films. It's like the day I went to the screening of American Pie 2 years ago, and I saw some people walk out after the first 15 minutes in a sold-out screening. They were upset because the language was pretty fierce. It was American Pie 2. By the time there's a sequel, you need to know what's in these movies.
Of course. But you've got some other movies, because I will be seeing, I don't care what the reviews are, I'm going to be seeing Jurassic World, and I'll be seeing it very soon. But there's something else that I didn't know much about. Heads of State, and it sounds like this.
I hate to interrupt a kick-off slow-mo explosion, but we should probably introduce who's who in the burning vehicle. That's UK's Prime Minister, a.k.a. the President of England, Sam Clark, US President / action movie star Will Derringer, and MI6's top agent, Noelle Bisset. 24 hours ago, somebody shot down Air Force One over unfriendly territory. And these two made it out. Now, they'll embark on a breathtaking adventure.
Enduros is tough for guys like you.
Guys like me.
Guys like you, you know, Jim Strong.
As opposed to?
Strong Strong.
You want to see Jim Strong? I'll rip a tree out of the ground and beat you to death with it, huh?
Go on then. Rip that tree out and beat me to death with it. So I thought, pick the biggest tree.
Obviously, they're going to need a little help.
So tell us, this wasn't on my radar, Paul, until like yesterday, but it sounds intriguing. Tell us about Heads of State.
Put it on your radar right now, Brad. This is a fun movie. It's you bring two heads of state, the UK, the US together. We've got Idris Elba. Come on.
I'll watch him do anything.
And John Cena as you know what, as much as people like or dislike Cena, Cena's got carving out a nice little acting career in his type of roles. And the two of them, he's the US president and the UK prime minister. Yeah, it's kind of a hackneyed way to get together, but basically they get shot out of the sky, and there are some people behind the scenes that want to get rid of them so they can it's all about NATO, and it's about leaving NATO or joining NATO or either of the above. You have to see the movie. I'm not going to give you everything, but quite frankly, this is a lot of fun for an action movie that is not in theaters. It's coming to you straight on Prime Video, and you get a chance to watch it in your own home. This is something you could see as a summer movie release. There's lots of action. There's lots of good chemistry between Idris and John here. And Priyanka Chopra Jonas plays the spy secret agent. She is a special actress ever since before she met and became a Jonas. She's been a special actress to date. I like this one, and I like it from the standpoint of it's a type of movie you've seen before, but it's done in just a different way. And just like Jurassic World, too, there are people that don't make it to the end of this movie, and they're not all people you might expect. Stephen Root, Patty Considine, Carla Gugino, and even Jack Quaid are along for the ride here. It's a fun action thriller that you can do. You would definitely not be bored for 2 hours watching it on Prime Video.
Well, I find it an interesting category, the action thriller comedy, because one of my favorite movies of all time, of course, is Die Hard. And yet, you know, Die Hard is funny in moments. But I see Hollywood now trying to blend in more comedy with the action, and this is a recipe that can work, isn't it, Paul?
It is, and it's because the two work very well together. There are moments when you do an action film that you can't take yourself so seriously that you forget the fact that you're trying to blow everything up in its way on screen. And sometimes that in and of itself gives you a little chuckle when you think about it. And you know, it's definitely fits in that category too, where don't think real hard about it. Just go enjoy it. Go watch it. Have a good time with it. And that and Jurassic, I think both of them for their audiences are two really nice films out there this week.
Well, this seems like a pretty big budget type movie for just going straight to Prime.
Yeah, it does. They pull it off very well. It's from from MGM UA, who Amazon will be having a lot of their titles as we go through the year. They've committed to release a lot of these things in theaters to start with going forward. So you're going to see these in theaters going forward. It's just kind of we're coming out of, you know, we're still, even 5 years later, we're coming out of COVID and people kind of feeling their way in the new way of film.
Paul Hall, Common Guys Film Reviews. Paul, if folks want to check out your reviews on these and other movies, how can they find you?
All over social media, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days. And, of course, commonguy.com. And he eats lots of good stuff. We'll have more. You know, Brad, there's another mystery movie coming up at the end of July. I have a sneaking suspicion I know that one, too. But I need to examine it a little more just to before I commit to what's out there. I can tell you, last time we gave it away, Brad, the theaters were packed. So people saw my vision on that one.
Well, your batting average right now is 1,000, my friend. So that's pretty good. Paul Hall, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Take care, Sue. Take care as well.
See you, Paul.
Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to talk to, you know, Frank Cusimano, sports director, KSDK Channel 5. We'll be talking to him about the Cardinals opening up against the Cubs. Maybe the Cardinals can eat their Wheaties this time because they couldn't beat the Pirates. Let's see if they do better against the Cubs. Also, St. Louis Blues add some new players. We're going to talk soccer. We're going to talk World Cup. All of this and more next. Brad Young in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.